After GOP sends letter, Pentagon to review woke day chief's comments disparaging white people. By Christina Wong on September 19, 2022. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, applauded the Pentagon for looking into recently surfaced remarks disparaging white people made by the chief of diversity, equity and inclusion for the Department of Defense's K-12 school system, after she and another Republican congressperson sent a letter to DOD. Following House Republicans' advocacy, the Department of Defense will conduct a review of Department of Defense's education activity. To DEA's woke diversity chief and her history of divisive rhetoric, Stefanik said in a statement about Kaylisa Wing. Wing, who oversees the day curriculum for all of the military's K-12 schools that served more than 66,000 children, disparaged white people on a number of occasions on social media. Wing wrote in June 2020 on her Twitter account, "I'm exhausted with these white folks in these professional development sessions." She also tweeted in July 2020, "This lady actually had the CA audacity to say that black people can be racist too. I had to stop the session and give Karen the business. We are not the majority, we don't have power." Caudacity is a derogatory slang term combining Caucasian and audacity. Wing has apparently deleted her Twitter account, but not before Fox News captured her tweets. After Stefanik and Representative Scott Franklin, RFL, demanded answers from the Pentagon about these statements, a DOD spokeswoman said they would review the matter. Navy Commander Nicole Schwegman told Fox News, "We are aware of news reports concerning an official at DOD. The Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness is reviewing this matter." However, Schwegman added, "Diversity, equity and inclusion efforts in DOD are an important part of building and sustaining an organizational culture where all students, educators, and staff are valued and respected. Our focus remains on ensuring military-connected students, their families, and our employees have equitable access to opportunities and resources that support student achievement and readiness for college and careers," Stefanik said in a statement on Monday. The fact that Ms. Wing's history of advocating for extreme woke ideologies was not uncovered, or worse ignored, must be remedied. The Department of Defense must realign their priorities away from woke ideologies and back to strengthening our national defense. Our military's focus should be keeping our nation safe, and I am committed to ensuring our service members are fully equipped to defend our country from the host of threats we face around the world. Right now, as the Pentagon fails to fill our military ranks and our adversaries around the world rapidly increase their capabilities, the Department of Defense has routinely prioritized adhering to woke ideologies instead of strengthening our national defense. This is shameful and an insult to the brave men and women who selflessly serve our nation. I'm committed to continuing to work to restore Americans' trust in our military by providing our service members with the resources needed to win our nation's wars and support their families. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.